Today we will be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Yud Aleph Masechtas Brachas. Some of the key topics and concepts that will be discussed include Kol Adam Kari Shema Kedarkah. While saying Kriya Shema, can a person assume any comfortable physical position, or must he say it in a predetermined position? For instance, must he be standing, sitting, or even laying down? All of these options are part of a well-known machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the Gemara will discuss in detail how each of them learned out of their opinions from the words of the Shema itself. Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. If someone is in the midst of performing a mitzvah, he would at that time be exempt from an obligation to perform another mitzvah. Is a chassan on the night of his wedding obligated to say Kriya Shema? It is an established fact that the halacha almost always follows the Beis Hillel, who are generally more lenient. The Gemara will discuss whether one is permitted to act according to the opinion of the Beis Shammai when they are indeed more stringent. A second mission of our daf will discuss Birchas Kriya Shema, the brachas we say before and after Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, along with its related halachas. And finally, Birchas HaTorah, the bracha or brachas we must say every morning before we may begin learning Torah.